Zero flow, that's a good thing.
Reno Environmental Services Supervisor Ryan Bird looks in a sewer manhole for problems. Wastewater discharges triggered a federal requirement to notify the public this month. Three industrial businesses were found to be in significant non-compliance for release of 9 contaminants. In one case, a linen company recorded repeat offenses that included double and triple the legal limit. But Bird says fines were not issued.
The consequences weren't very spelled out that time. We recently updated our code to have more of a monetary consequence so that these guys don't get economic benefit.
Now, for the first time, the city of Reno can levy civil fines for repeat wastewater violations. The city hadn't updated its codes on wastewater in more than 30 years, and Bird says the changes were made in anticipation of an EPA audit. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.